I love new experiences. Oh, yes, I do. I love new experiences. New experiences come in many robes, in many garbs, in many ways of looking at things, but I love new experiences because they are just so wonderful. They're just so fulfilling, just so rewarding, so fantastic that they make me feel 10 feet tall. I love new experiences. And because I love new experiences, I have new experiences. Perhaps not as grand as all the possibilities of new experiences could be, but they're mine. I take a takeoff on the Buddha. The Buddha sat under the Bo tree, and he experienced a newness of life for himself. He went to the Bo tree, and all the concern and worry and anxiety he had for humanity, he went out to the Bo tree with a thought in his mind that the world was going to pot and it was in a terrible state. He thought of death, he thought of hatred, he thought of anxiety, he thought of poverty, he thought of all the negative things that the world stood for in front of him after he had been on his long quest to find inner peace. And then he sat under the Bo tree. And he sat there ready for an experience of newness. He saw it under the Bo tree, ready for an experience of bliss, an experience of illumination, an experience of nirvana, an experience of peace, of universal harmony. He sat there ready for a change of direction in his life, leaving former ways for a new experience. Now, he didn't know this was going to happen. None of us know this is going to happen. But when we take the time to be still and listen within, when we take the time to realize that the divine in us truly is magnificent, the divine in us truly is outstanding, the divine in us is truly an amazing experience for all of us. When we come to that realization that the divine in us is our reality, then we come to the realization that we too can sit under our Bo tree. We too can sit under our tree of peace, our tree of bliss, our tree of gentleness. We can sit under the wisdom of the divine within us. We have within us a magical fountain of all good. We have within us a magical fountain of bliss, of illumination, of nirvana, if you wish, of peace and universal harmony. And we have that wonderful fountain which says, are you ready for a change in life? Are you ready to take a bath in this fountain? And as you take a bath, you wash away all of the former you and reveal the you that's always been there all the time. And now you're ready to call it a new experience. The Buddha didn't know he was calling it a new experience. He just, it just happened to him. We, as we meditate and as we go into our state of bliss, as we go into our meditations and our inner awareness, we find that we too will have that pow experience, that oh, I see experience, that wow experience that says, ah, yes. And we'll have the experience of bliss, the feeling that we do not have to take care of the world. We do not have to change the world. We do not have to search for illuminations, which is going to reveal to us how we can go about doing this. We don't have to go in the outer at all. But we sit quietly, gently. We can sit in the Buddhistic technique, the yogic position, if we choose. And hey, that's cool. But let it rather be, you have a walking Buddha. you have a walking poetry. You have a walking experience where you are walking around living in a state of bliss. Because that's what the Buddha did after he left the Bodhi tree. He lived his state of bliss. He didn't have to go out and tell people to change the world. He didn't have to go out and announce to people that this would happen. His attitude was, let's party. Let's enjoy this. Because we are here on earth to enjoy ourselves. We're here to be ourselves and have fun. We're here to fall in love with all that is good and beautiful. So now, how are we going to be the great healers, the great changers of the world, the great movers of the world? Well, we already are, we always were the great movers of the world, but we didn't realize we were doing it. Because we were doing it in little things. We were thinking, what a lovely sunset, and it was a lovely sunset. What a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful day. What beautiful people surround me, and beautiful people surround me. What a glorious experience I'm having, and I am having a glorious experience. You see, when I put these causes in motion, simple or grand, it doesn't matter. When I put these causes in motion, I am in bliss, I am in illumination, I am in my nirvana, I am in peace, I am in universal harmony. I am experiencing all that is right now, and that's me. I'm leaving the former ways for new experience. It's not that I'm telling the former ways, be gone, I hate you, I don't like you, I never did like you, be gone. I just say, I'm ready for my new experience. The new experience of bliss, the new experience of illumination, the new experience of peace. And I experience this because this is in my heart. This is what I see all about me. I say, there now is peace, and there is peace. There now is love, and there is love. There now is joy, and there is joy. I'm like the Buddha, sitting under the Bodhi tree, having lived a life of very busy, busyness, and I said, enough, enough, and what can I do? And I stopped all my busyness and all my otherwise thinking, and I began to meditate, and I meditated on goodness. I meditated on the allness of the divinity that is. And as I did this, the allness of the divinity that is stepped forward bit by bit. And it says, you're the creator of your world. What would you like in your world? Do you want to create a rich father? You have a rich father. Do you want to create a rich self? You have a rich self. Do you want to create yourself whole and perfect? You are whole and perfect. You want to create yourself divine? You are divine. You always were divine. You could never not be divine. What do you want for yourself? What do you want for yourself? What new experience do you want? And you don't have to know what the new experience is. Because when you have found your inner peace, your bliss, your illumination, your nirvana, your peace, your universal harmony, when you found that by meditating as the Buddha had done, in absolute giving up all thought and listening to the divine thought within him, then you, as the Buddha, will know peace everlasting. You will know abundance. You will know perfect health. You will know a world that is worthy of being lived in, because you have created a world of great joy, and you have created people of great joy in your world, and your world is yours now. The Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree and experienced bliss, illumination, nirvana, peace, universal harmony. He experienced a change of direction in his life, leaving forever the old ways and walking straight and tall, in his new experience of being himself and having fun. Let's all join him in this wonderful reality and know that it is true now. I love you. I love you. I love you.